I don't know. I hope not. What does the future hold?
Hopefully less essays.
It's student loan payments. That's what the future holds for that.
The answer lies in the soil, I'm afraid.
Things will get better.
Le futur. Oh mon Dieu, le futur. En autant qu'il n'y a pas de guerre nucléaire, moi je vais être très heureux que les gens s'entendent ensemble. Puis que la paix règne, Michael Jackson, you remember Michael Jackson? Hein? C'est très, très important. Puis, c'est de s'aimer. L'amour, love. That's all.
Bleak. That's all I can say. Just bleak.
The future holds, let's hope, a lot of peace in the world. And a lot of, It's a hard question.
A lot of promise, a lot of prosperity for myself, but I guess in terms of the world or our country, and I hope just prosperity.
I don't know. I don't know.
No good. No good. No good at that.
You don't have no cameras and stuff around this place, do you?
Much of the same, only more pollution, more violence, more problems.
More ice cream?
More ice cream. So as an individual, you have to just have fun. Self-realization and all that, that's the only answer.
The Bible says it's coming through, and it's coming through, eh? There's not going to be much world. It's coming through what the Bible says. It's coming through.
It's either AC democracy or Confederacy DC.
Well, I think the future is going to get a lot brighter than it is right now. Even on a sunny day, right?
Celibacy for the moral majority. And the immoral majority, too.
I know, trees maybe or something. I'm tree planting.
Seriously? I'll drink to that. That's a laugh. Milk, that is. What do you think it holds for us?
I think it holds disaster.
I don't think so. I think it holds future and love. I think it's a bunch of nonsense, but when it comes down to the truth of it all, I think it's going to be not too bad. You know, it's crazy now, but it's even going to be crazier, but more fun. I mean, this is just the beginning of more fun to come. You know, like me being a stupid fool sitting here speaking to this gun that you're holding to my mouth, you know. You know, that you're ready to unload on me. I wish it was $50,000 bill for this interview, you know, whatever. Yeah, what else you want to know?
Don't seem very good, but we do the best we can to put it a little better.
It's none of my business.
Oh, I don't know, I'm not into that.
I hope they got money for me at the bank.
The future, it looks doubtful with the atomic weapons they have now.
Oh, the future, let me see.
Any future you like, your future, the world's future?
Well, the world's going to end in 1999. July, that was foretold in the 1600s.
Bye.
I'm trying to remember his name.
I don't know. Like anything else, the world's just like, time changes, that's all. It's hard to say what it is. I'm not no gifted, so I couldn't tell you.
For me, plenty. Everything. It holds more for my daughter and my son. If only people make their own minds up what they're going to do tomorrow. But they won't. They want to make the greeny bill. The eyeball is now turned to a dollar bill, and that's it. It's money, money, money.
God, I'm glad I'm on the way out.
It all depends. What future you're talking about? Jeez, when I get up in the morning, that's my future. I just thank God and I get up in the morning and able to go out and pull out of bed.
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to say. Things change so fast nowadays, it's hard to tell where I'm going to be doing in the next couple days even. It's hard to tell. I like to make a lot of money.
It all depends on which side you're on.
Whose side are you on?
God's.
And what do you think the future holds for the subjects of God?
Well, the earth, there's only two roads, the broad and spacious that leads to eternal destruction, and the straight and narrow that leads to life. But the straight and narrow goes up the mountain, and sideways is full of pitfalls and snares. No, just get a Bible. The Bible's the truth. Keep away from religion and politics. That's garbage. It's coming to an end. It's cracking now. The economy all over the world's finished. We're lucky we're here. This is just Peyton Place Unchained, Vancouver.
Hadn't really thought about it.
What do you think tomorrow brings for you?
About the same as today.
And what's that?
Nothing. I don't know, as much as it's been holding for eternity. It's going to be the same. I don't know, as much as it's been holding for eternity. It's going to be the same.
What the future going to bring? A very excited life. And a modern life. And the 2000th year, we're going to reach in good spirit the whole nations. And it's going to be something to celebrate.
What the future will bring? I really don't know, and I don't give a damn.
Oh, it's much better. Oh, yeah. Bright future ahead. Oh, it's much better. Oh, yeah. Bright future ahead.
Good.
We got a great leader in USSR and a fairly good leader in USA, and they're getting real warm towards each other. There's a good future.
The future holds? Oh, something good. I think I'm quite hopeful for the future. The future holds? Oh, something good. I think I'm quite hopeful for the future.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
The future, I think, holds a great deal. There's going to be...
I have no idea. Beats me.
The future, I think, holds a great deal. There's going to be, maybe two-seater flying cars. And with moderation, and I believe that the buildings are going to be around and to save space. Inflation, I don't know about, but I know that everybody probably might have equal money instead of the welfare. You get only just a little money. I believe maybe everybody will be getting equal money. Yes, there'll be work, that there'll be more, jobs. That to be able to make as much as you want on the welfare and that, instead of $70 a month, and be able to have money in your pocket. I believe the way the situation is now, people that are on family allowance and on the welfare, they're not getting enough really to live on. And then the beer, cigarettes, and everything are going up all the time, I guess there could be quite a bit more to be said.
Good. Well,
could be quite a bit more to be said. Well, I believe the I've already mentioned the economy and food. Food prices. Some places to save on meats, you can save on meats. But a lot of people go into food banks, free food, and then still around relief, and then you still can't make enough anyways, Can't make enough money. As far as sex goes, there's quite a bit with sex. The legislations they're going on lesbians now, they're getting lesbians' rights. There's politicians say there's homosexuals, and then there's quite a bit there, and a lot of people are not going, for the sexes either, like for bisexuals or whatever, a lot of people, are against the people that are that way too, sexually, where, the Queen and Trudeau and, and the House of Commons and everybody signed, that it's legalized, but there are a lot of people still interfering with other people's lives, inside and outside, as far as that goes too. But I've been threatened quite a bit myself. I'm from Toronto, and threatened coming up. I've been threatened here in the East End, but it's indirectly. It's not. It's indirectly, and it's not direct. So the law or that welfare office can't do anything about it. But just that somebody got something against me, you see, from Toronto, and then Toronto had brought up here, to Vancouver.
And then I live in the East End, and I live in a mean room, and apparently, you know, there's a lot going on there. They're getting a lot of threats indirectly, you know. But they never seen anything going on. It's just these people with the cars, with the CBers, you know, and that being tuned in for the private affairs, you know. As far as, you know, being gay goes and that, like, you know, I was accepted by the parents, you know, that way. And so I don't see how other people, you know, should interfere, like, you know, with what you're brought up really to be, you know. Like, you know, first sexually go with a man, you go with a lady. The only darn thing is it's the perversion. The only thing is it's perversion and prostitution. It's only two things, you know, that are really, you know, against the law. The rest of it, you know, they can't do anything because it's all legal. Everything is legalized with legislations and that.
I have no idea.
Much like the present.
I think it's going to go worse and worse. Yeah, it is. That's how it's going to be. Personally, as being a born-again Christian, that's how it's going to be. You know, the Bible says that it's going to go worse and worse. And all I can say is I'm not afraid of what's coming down. You know, I got peace, and whatever is happening, it's happened.
Who knows? One big mess by the looks of it.
I have no idea.
What was the question? Oh, I think people should be more aware of exactly what's happening today, because I don't know about anybody else, but I do know a lot of people that know that Jesus is coming.
I don't know. I really haven't thought about it too much. I have no idea. Actually, I'm trying to kill time.
The future's going to be great.
I don't know.
For Vancouver? Vancouver, as far as I'm concerned, can only go up. Economy, everything. The world? I don't really know.
The future? Well, the future holds all kinds of neat stuff. What I see in terms of the Earth being a cleansing happening just from a planetary point of view, is an acceleration in natural forces, tornadoes, whirlwinds, earthquakes, tsunami, underwater earthquakes, stuff like that. So we're all going to have to survive. We're going to become global communities. That's what I see for the future.
The future of something. Well, I think that if we're going to avoid terrible things like war, the world has got to start cooperating each other to solve some of its major problems, like world hunger, and got to find for a cure for AIDS and things like that.